Singers Jackie Kane and Roy Kral became Jackie and Roy in 1949. Their combination of witty, urbane lyrics and well-arranged jazz vocal lines has earned them legions of dedicated fans over the years. I remember working opposite them in the early days when they were a part of Charlie Ventura's Bop for the People band. And for me, they've lost none of their youthful zest and charm. Let's join them on stage. Roy is on piano, Paul Johnson on vibes, Mike Boachiccio on bass, and Peter Grant on drums. Jackie and Roy.
Day by day, day by day, oh dear Lord, three things I pray. Day by day,
love thee more dearly,
follow thee more nearly. Day by day,
day by day,
day by day,
day by day,
day by day.
Good afternoon. I'm so used to saying good evening from working in nightclubs. This is a little twist. Anyway, good afternoon. We're happy to see you here. We're happy to be here. We just flew in from New York City, and we hope you'll enjoy our program of songs. We're very thrilled to be at Art Park. It's our first time here. It's lovely. It's just beautiful. And before I talk too much, I think we'll continue with some more music. This next song is an original tune. It was written by Roy, and it's a vocalise. We use our voices here more or less as musical instruments instead of singing a lyric. It's called Seven Hills. One, two, one, two, three, 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 three.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We're having a ball. I'm just so pleased to be here, seeing a lot of friends from Buffalo, which we dearly love. But just in case, we brought an extra suitcase with some overshoes and gloves and an overcoat.
In August?
We've been here before. Today we don't need it. In fact, right up here I think we could use like umbrellas and beach chairs. It's a little warm.
Right.
We're going to have Jackie do a song that was written in a very warm country in Brazil, written by Antonio Carlos Jobim. Here's a beautiful bossa nova ballad called Gingi.
Sky, so vast is the sky, with faraway clouds just wandering by. Where do they go? Oh, I don't know, don't know. Speaks to the leaves, telling stories that no one believes, stories of love belong to you and me. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'd let you go away if you take me with you. Don't you know? Would be me without you, my Gingi. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'd let you go away if you take me with you. Don't you know? Love's the only thing that matters. Who cares if the sky cares to fall in the sea? Who cares what banks fail in Yonkers? Long as you've got a kiss that conquers, why should I care? Life is one long jubilee, as long as I care for you, and you care for me.
I'll tell you what.
You're so terrific this afternoon that I would like to invite all of you to be our guests this evening at Marty's in New York City. I happen to know that you can't get a flight out of town, so don't worry about it.
We'd like to do an original tune now that was written by Roy. This is another vocalise, and we feature our vibraphonist, Mr. Paul Johnson. And it's a thing called A Waltz for Dana, dedicated to our daughter, Dana.
Peter Grant, at the drums. And Mike Bocchicchio at the bass. And Paul Johnson at the vibes, right. Listen, we don't get such a great audience every day, and we're just going to stay here for just a few minutes. Just a few minutes now. Here's a great new piece of music written by Johnny Mandel and Dave Frischberg. We feature Jackie, and we just do one chorus of this beautiful new song called You Are There.
And I'd like to dedicate it to our sister, Irene Krall. In the evening, when the kettle's on for tea, an old familiar feeling settles over me, and it's your face I see, and I believe that you are there. In a garden, when I stop to touch a rose and feel the petals soft and sweet against my nose, I smile and I suppose that somehow maybe you are there. When I'm dreaming and I find myself awake without a warning, and I rub my eyes and fantasize, and all at once I realize it's morning, and my fantasy is fading like a distant star at dawn. My dearest dream is gone. I often think there's just one thing to do. Pretend the dream is true, and tell myself that you are
the scenery, just two crazy people together, always together, while you love your lover, let blue skies be your coverlet, when it rains we'll laugh at the weather,
and if you're good,
and if I'm good,
I'll search for wood,
you search for wood,
so you can cook,
so I can cook,
while I stand,
while you stand looking, by just looking,
beans could get no keener reception in a beanery. Let's go mountain greenery home.
Together.
While you love your lover, let the sky be your cover.
And when it rains, we'll laugh at the weather. Beans could get no keener reception in a beanery. Bless our mountain greenery. Ooh, what crazy scenery. Bless our mountain greenery.
The vocal ease of Jackie and Roy. A delightful set of songs by Jackie Kane and Roy Crowell, with Paul Johnson on vibes, Mike Boachiccio on bass, Peter Grant on drums, and doing the arranging and playing lots of swinging piano, Roy Crowell, Jackie and Roy. In a moment, Jazz Alive will continue from Art Park with the Lee Konitz Nonette. In this hour, we'll hear an excellent ensemble led by saxophonist Lee Konitz, one of the true originals of jazz. Lee's uncompromising devotion to his own musical direction has often set him apart from the stylish core of modern jazz. He arrived on the scene in the mid-40s, when virtually every other altoist was hypnotized by the brilliance of Charlie Parker. But in addition to Byrd, Lee heard other sounds. His long association with pianist Lenny Tristano's progressive jazz experiments and his participation in several important recording sessions in the late 40s established him as a part of the cool school of jazz. However, Lee Konitz is neither a follower nor a joiner. He has always been simply Lee Konitz, and there's really no one else like him. Lee's nonette is like Lee himself, beyond category. Let's hear them now with Tom Harrell and John Eckert trumpets, Jimmy Nepper and Sam Burtis trombones, Roger Rosenberg baritone and soprano saxes, Ben Aronoff piano, Ray Drummond bass, Kenny Washington on drums, and on alto and soprano saxophones, Lee Konitz. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I really love this band. They're very nice guys, these guys. That tune featured Jimmy Nepper at the trombone. And Ben Arnov at the piano. And that was Without a Song, and that was my arrangement of that song. And now for your dancing pleasure, we'd like to do a very standard ballad that's quite a lovely arrangement of Stardust. Thank you very much. Thank you. This next piece was written by Wayne Shorter, and it's called Footprints. Thank you. Thank you. One of the great musicians in jazz, Charles Mingus, was able to do public rehearsals and get away with it, so to speak. And there was one section in this piece that didn't sound too good, and I would like to do that over again, if you don't mind. So you'd hear how it really is supposed to go. Anyway, the radio is recording this, and they can dub it in if they want. Thank you. That's a very nice section, and guys were scratching their noses and things and missed it. Happens sometimes. It's hot and everything. Incidentally, Sam Burtis played the bass trombone solo on that last piece. And Tom Harrell played that lovely trumpet solo. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's one of my favorite tunes. I love that tune. This next piece was written and composed by, that is, composed and arranged by Jimmy Nepper. This band has made 3 records so far on labels that they're not English names, so I wouldn't be able to call them out to you. But if you look around, you'll find them someplace in Italy and Norway. They got one. And they got a couple in Turkey, I think. They said that the record sounded like a turkey. I think the... Anyway, this piece we recorded on our second record, which was actually on a label called Chiaroscuro. And that was a big hit, that record. They printed 1,000 records. That was it. It was a collector's item after that. But anyway, we go on and continue to make records. Some of them hit and some of them miss. This one was one of our hits. This is called, this is a blues called Who You. Thank you. Thank you. Jimmy Nepper. This next tune is one of our classical arrangements, written by former baritone player in the band, Kenny Berger. It's Wayne Shorter's Nefertiti.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Now we'd like to pay tribute to John Coltrane, play his composition called Giant Steps. This features Roger Rosenberg on the baritone, Tom Harrell on the trumpet, and Ben Arnoff on the piano.
Thank you. Kenny Washington, the drum. Ray Drummond, bass fiddle. Great. Sam Burtis, bass trombone. Jimmy Knepper, trombone. John Eckert, trumpet, flugelhorn, and piccolo trumpet. Tom Harrell, trumpet, and flugelhorn. Roger Rosenberg, baritone and soprano. Ben Arnold, piano. Myself, Lee Konitz. Thank you very much.
Lee Konitz, one of a kind. Jazz Alive is produced by Tim Owens. Associate producer, Fred Bork. Our production assistant is Wiley Rollins. And I'm Billy Taylor. This program came to you from the 3rd Annual Art Park Festival in Lewiston, New York, and was recorded by Stu Ledger on September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, 1979. Technical assistants were John Miller and John Worry. Our field producer was John H. Hunt of WBFO Buffalo. Our post-production engineers are Flawn Williams, Marty Curtius, and Renee Pringle. We'd like to know if you enjoyed this program, so why not drop us a line and let us know what you think of Jazz Alive. We'll send you a Jazz Alive schedule in return. Just write to Jazz Alive, National Public Radio, Washington, D.C., 20036. Production funds for this program were provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is NPR, National Public Radio.